Welcome to The Happiness Choice, a show that shares with you the secrets to how you can find more happiness each day, with your host, Marilyn Tam.
Hello and welcome. This is Marilyn Tam, your host on The Happiness Choice. Today we bring back Janice Maturano, the founder and executive director of the Institute for Mindful Leadership, which is dedicated to training and supporting leaders in the exploration of mindfulness and leadership excellence. She was formerly the Vice President of Public Responsibility and Deputy General Counsel for General Mills for 15 years. While Janice was a corporate officer at General Mills, she co-developed the first mindful leadership curriculum at the University of Massachusetts Medical School Center for Mindfulness, where she was on the advisory board. Janice has brought intensive training of mindful leadership to leaders from corporations, nonprofits, academic institutions, government, and the military to great success. In 2013, she was invited to share her understanding of the importance of mindful leadership at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Janice's work has been featured all over the world on BBC, Huffington Post Live, in the New York Times, the Financial Times, Saturday Evening Post, and many more. And her new book, which is so exciting, and she'll tell you more about it, is called Finding the Space to Lead, How We Can All Live a More Mindful Life to Greater Success, Better Health, and of course, happiness. Welcome back, Janice.
Thanks, Marilyn. I'm delighted to be back.
Well, I just can't wait to hear what advice you have for others so that they too can live a mindful and happy life. Because tracking all the things you've done, because I know in your history, you not only were a big executive, but you also had to juggle a lot of family issues. And then from all that to develop a more mindful leadership curriculum at this university, and then jumping off to developing a nonprofit organization for mindful leadership. That's a lot. So how do you maintain that happiness and equanimity and inner peace? Since you have done that, how would you tell other people how they too can juggle their busy lives in a way that they can have the peace that you obviously exhibit?
You know, Marilyn, it's a great question. Thank you. I think the most important thing to remember is a phrase that I like to use in Finding the Space to Lead, which is one small step changes the dance. Mm. So it's important to know that you don't have to change your entire life today or even change any part of it today. All you need to do is begin with something very, very small, something very, very simple. So the first thing that I might suggest to someone is to take a routine part of their day and begin to turn it into a purposeful pause. So purposeful pause is one of the three parts of the training in Finding the Space to Lead. And a purposeful pause is very simply an intentional act to pay attention to what you're doing in that moment, to notice when your mind goes somewhere else, like your to-do list, and then be very intentional and also very compassionate, but bring it back to what you're doing. So here's a quick example. Mm-hmm. Every one of us is going to eat a meal next. So if you're going to eat lunch, say you're going to eat lunch at your desk, because you don't really have time to go anywhere, you're going to eat a sandwich at your desk. So you're going to turn that sandwich eating into a purposeful pause very simply. You're going to shut off your computer screen and turn off your phone. And for just 5 minutes, you're going to eat and just eat. So you're going to taste your food and smell the food and look at the colors and just be present for it. And of course, your mind is going to want to go somewhere else. It's going to want to go to your to-do list or wondering what tweets you're missing. And as soon as you notice, it's almost like we're saying, not now. Now I'm going to pay attention to this moment, this eating, this nourishing of my body, just for 5 or 10 minutes. And that could be your beginning to learning how to be more present for your life. It's a purposeful pause.
That's so important. And I know how hard it is because, as you say, people are saying, am I missing a tweet? Am I missing something happening on Facebook? Or am I missing another opportunity to read something else on the internet? So, like you said, if we say we're going to keep it to 5 minutes or 10 minutes, maybe we have a chance to at least do that. What other suggestions you would have for somebody who is starting this process and they think, oh, I have so much to do. I really need to do whatever it is, multitasking.
So, Well, yes, multitasking. Let me call it the myth of multitasking,
yes.
Because we understand that our mind is not capable of multitasking. So no matter what you believe about how you can do it, neuroscience will tell you it is not possible for our mind to multitask on anything of any kind of complexity, even the most tiniest complexity. So here's another one for those of you who say, I can't turn off my computer for 5 minutes even to eat my sandwich. How about, can you brush your teeth and just brush your teeth? So just that much. Your computer's presumably not in your bathroom, although I suppose you could be taking your iPhone in there. Maybe leave it outside your bathroom. Go in and just brush your teeth. Allow your mind to rest and pay attention to the bristles, the taste of the toothpaste, the sound of the water, the temperature of the water, whatever you're going to notice through your body senses about brushing your teeth. And again, the important instruction is when you notice your mind drifts away, bring it back. That redirection is actually how we begin to strengthen focus. And that's how we begin to be more capable of conscious choices, because we can aim and sustain our focus, our attention on this moment, which is the only moment we have to live, and it's the only moment we can affect.
And that's really what athletes talk about all the time when they say they're in the flow. They're only in that moment. So obviously it works for high-performing athletes as well as high-performing leaders.
That's true. And it's very, very much the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, decades ago, we didn't understand that certain kinds of aerobic training and certain kinds of flexibility training can improve the innate abilities of everyday people. And today we take that as common knowledge. I think what we are evolving to now is taking this universal training of the mind and understanding that through this training of the mind, we strengthen many of our mind's innate capacities that are frankly sometimes weakened by 24/7 connectivity and by all the continuous partial attention environment that we live in. And in particular, the four that we are specifically training at the Institute for Mindful Leadership are focus, as we spoke about, clarity, where we see our own filters, we see our own storytelling, creativity, where the mind actually needs spaciousness for innovation, and compassion, taking care of and understanding better ourselves and those around us, and how we create our own difficulties and our own suffering in our lives through that storytelling and through many other reactive choices that we all make in our lives.
That's so important. You said focus, clarity, creativity, and compassion.
Right. Those are the four fundamentals of leadership excellence.
Is that the way that they develop, or is there any particular order that they should go in our own development of this happiness and mindfulness?
No, I think leadership excellence cultivates all four of them. And I actually have seen over the 8 years that I have been teaching people around the world these four fundamentals, I've actually seen that they develop simultaneously. They strengthen simultaneously. We all have these capabilities already. But what we're talking about is really cultivating them. And as we cultivate them, we begin to embody more leadership presence, more presence in our lives. And Marilyn, the thing about leadership presence is that it's felt. So if you are speaking with, if you and I are speaking and we're paying attention to each other and we are fully in this moment when we're speaking to each other, we can feel that connection. And the opposite is also true. When one of us is distracted, we may be looking right at each other and nodding our heads, and yet one of us will walk out of the room sensing that nothing was really heard there. There was no connection.
And I can see why you say that mindfulness is so important to leadership, because what does a leader do? A leader inspires others to do what they want them to do. And so if the leader is not being present, people are not going to connect with them, and obviously they're not going to be that good of a leader.
That's right. No, absolutely right. And even when a leader has difficult messages to convey to their team or to their organization, or as we said, even leading a family to a family, when there is a presence about that leader and someone feels that they are here, that they are listening to them, that they are really connected well, even the bad news is easier because people trust. Mm-hmm. Trust comes from authenticity and presence and a real connection. And distrust comes from being on autopilot and checking the box and making reactive decisions.
Mm-hmm. I can see why when we are being present, we are not only good for ourselves, we're good for other people around us, which of course comes back to being good for ourselves, because when we're engaging in a way that serves ourselves and others, the feedback loop is complete.
Absolutely. So there's one other thing I'd like to suggest that people can try. So in addition to these little small steps, these purposeful pauses, we know from the beginnings of neuroscience around what's called dose response, how much meditation do I have to do so that it begins to do something, right? So we're in a quick fix society. We want to know what's the bare minimum.
Right.
Well, it appears as though 20 minutes a day, but it can be in 2 10-minute chunks, mm-hmm. is the way to go. So again, in the beginning, just finding 10 minutes to actually engage in mindfulness meditation. And if people would care to try it out, there are some free downloadable meditations on findingthespacetolead.com. And you're welcome to pick one and just try it. They're 10 minutes, and it will encourage you to sit quietly, although if there's noise around you, don't worry about that. It's not as though you have to find an absolutely quiet place, but sit yourself quietly. So sit comfortably, let your body become still. And then just listen to the words of the guided practice for 10 minutes. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. And just give it a taste. Try it out, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. And I'd like to give people a little challenge and say, look, 10 minutes twice a day, surely there's something in your life that you do that is less valuable to you than learning to become more present to your very own life.
That sounds so great. And thank you also for sharing the opportunity to find a way to meditate, because that's the thing that most people ask. And so you have this free resource on your website, findingthespacetolead.com.
Yes.
They can find a way to do it, so there's no more excuses. They can just listen in and take the 10 minutes. Now, let's just say the person really is not committed that much yet. They're saying they're open. Would 10 minutes to start with be better than if they didn't do any?
Absolutely. And in fact, doing 10 minutes, even if you can't do 10 minutes twice a day, do 10 minutes every day, that's all much better than taking an hour on Saturday.
So doing it regularly is better than a sporadic overdose, if you say.
Yes, and if there's a day when you can't even find the 10 minutes, then do the purposeful pauses. You're going to brush your teeth in that crazy day. You're going to walk to your car. You can walk into your car or walk into your subway stop or whatever your mode of transportation is to get you to and from work is a wonderful place to take a purposeful pause. Mm-hmm. So instead of spending that walking time letting your head start swirling with your 10 o'clock meeting, just walk, which means you feel your feet on the ground, maybe the touch of the breeze, the sounds of the bird. Be present to the act of walking. And when your mind goes to 10 o'clock, bring it back. It's as if you're saying, not now, now for these few moments, I'm just going to be in this moment of my life walking.
And I think you mentioned it before, when we have space, like the name of your book, when we have space, then new ideas, new creativity can come in and give us the tools that we need to take it to the next level. Because if we are, as you say, thinking about 10 o'clock before 10 o'clock gets here, we don't have any capacity to take anything new in.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you what, the role of leaders, and you know this from your experience, Marilyn, as well, the role of leadership is really the responsibility of everyone in the organization. We need everybody to be creative and to be their best selves and bring their best selves. And creativity, when we are on autopilot, is virtually impossible. Creativity requires spaciousness in the mind, and when it's so packed full that we can barely check something off the to-do list, let alone have the spaciousness for creativity, it will affect our organizations. There's just no doubt about it. And so the teaching people in the workplace, in the community organizations, to cultivate their own innate abilities to be more innovative is simply a necessary requirement in a global world, a global marketplace where everything is changing at the speed of an internet second.
Well, thank you so much, Janice. You just have filled so many ideas for our listeners. I'm sure they want to find out more, so please give them your website so that we can all connect with you some more.
Sure. So the book website is findingthespacetolead.com, and the Institute's website is instituteformindfulleadership.org, and there you'll find lots of information about our courses and retreats and virtual courses, and also just articles to read.
Well, thank you so much, Janice Maturano. This is Marilyn Tam, your host to The Happiness Choice, signing off for the day.
Thank you, Marilyn.
You've been listening to The Happiness Choice Show with host Marilyn Tam. For show info, schedule, and guest bio, be sure to visit www.fmgradio.com/Marilyn Tam. That's MARILYNTAM.